thing I really like about, you know, the aquarium industry in general and just Reef Palooza and other shows, I mean, everyone's always willing to help you, you know. They want to help you. They want to help you learn. A lot of newbies, you know, come to these shows trying to figure out, you know, what it's all about and stuff. So it's always cool. You know, Chad and a bunch of other different, you know, people that run some booths are willing to help people, you know, learn to the best of their abilities about different products and just different ways of keeping tanks and explaining, you know, breaking it down for everyone so it's easy to understand. So yeah, that's what I like about these shows. Everyone's willing to help, you know, for the most part. Everyone wants you to succeed.
What's up, Reef Fanatics? Welcome to another episode of the Coral Reef Talk podcast. We are on site right now at Reefapalooza. Levi, how are you feeling?
Feeling good. Been a great show so far.
Yeah, this year's Reefapalooza, I think I heard day one, like 2,000 plus people.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, were you feeling that walking around the showroom?
Yeah, it was hard to walk down any of the aisles. And it was pretty intense.
Yeah, just trying to visit different coral vendors, check out what they had to offer. So many people, which is great for the hobby. So many people interested, coming out, enjoying the show. At times it was difficult to maybe jump in and pick a coral or look or even see some things. But day two is where we are right now. Day two's not that bad.
No, it's not bad. I mean, it mellowed out a little bit, but there's still a decent amount of people in there, good attendance. But you're able to actually, you know, get in and look at some stuff a little better instead of like waiting like 15 minutes to even get to look at a coral. But yeah, I mean, still a great show.
Yeah. So what's something that you saw at the show that maybe caught your eye? Something unique? Or what kind of things did you find?
Yeah, there's a lot of cool things. I mean, I always, you know, look for something unique and different. I picked up a few frags myself. We'll talk about those in a little bit, but there were some cool, you know, Gorgonians and like Acroporas that were unique that I hadn't seen before. A couple nice show pieces that were really cool. This giant tongue coral, super cool. Yeah, there's quite a bit of cool stuff, something different. You know, everyone tries to bring the best of the show. So you're always guaranteed to see some of the nicest stuff around.
Yeah, that giant tongue coral, that's probably the largest tongue coral that I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's gigantic.
Yeah, and it's going for a coral that big, going for $600.
That's not bad.
I
don't.
I think that's worth it.
Like, definitely.
I tend to shop more on the inexpensive side, try to get some deals, get a coral that I can kind of grow out into a colony versus spending a ton of money on one coral.
Absolutely.
But I mean, if it's big enough like that, I mean, I think that kind of is worth the price.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, something like that's not cheap to, you know, ship in from overseas, too. So, I mean, that's really a good price.
What about products or equipment? Is there anything that you saw that was unique?
So, yeah, there was, you know, the new Hydros Maven. That was pretty cool to see. A couple of newer products. And I saw some, like, concepts, you know. There was, like, this new, like, filter sock thing that I saw on this one booth. It's, like, more of a cup. It's kind of a little different perspective on, you know, filtering things. And then there was also this really cool concept tank. I think we have footage of it, so we'll probably roll it when the podcast hits. But, you know, it's a beautiful tank up top, and they utilize the stand to show off the refugium as well. So you get to kind of observe the both best of both worlds. So super unique system there. I thought it was cool, you know, to show that off and show something a little different.
Yeah, it was a really cool concept. Being able to see that is very unique at a show like this. Yeah, I mean, I've been enjoying the show, running around trying to find different corals. We did our coral challenge. So if that's not out by the time you're watching or listening to this video, it will be soon. But that was a lot of fun.
It was.
Something unexpected happened during that, but we're not
here
right now.
Well, we'll get to that when it comes out, but yeah.
But yeah, something I noticed about the coral vendors and just buying corals at shows like this, I don't know how much you want to jump into this topic or not, but some booths, you see the prices, everything's labeled, you got the prices, it's very clear what things are. And then some booths, there's no prices at all.
Yeah.
And so, I think I have a good idea about why that is a thing. But how do you feel about, I mean, going up to a tank and you don't know the prices?
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. I mean, I get it. But at the same time, you know, they're definitely, you know, picking and choosing, you know, the price, obviously. And like maybe they see something, you know, wearing some nicer clothes, or even like just kind of judging that way and be like, okay, we could probably try to hit this guy for some more money or whatever. Which, I mean, I get it, that's business, but it's always nice, you know, to go up to a booth specifically and see everything's labeled. You know, they treat everyone the same, you know, everything's the same price for everyone. So, but yeah, I mean, got to do business, but.
Yeah, I mean, I like the idea of knowing what you're going to get as you're walking up to it. But I feel like they probably do that to, one, get people into the door and get them talking and asking questions. I do feel like some of that's going on where they can kind of change the price based on the person. Let us know in the comments below if how you feel about prices being on the tank at coral shows, not just Reefapalooza, but any coral reef convention that you go to. But yeah, I mean, a lot of times they're doing that to get people to talk, get people to ask questions.
Yeah.
But it is a little intimidating for some people to ask questions. And so I feel like you're going to walk up to the corals, see something. Maybe you like it, maybe you don't, but maybe you're more introverted. And so you just walk away.
Yeah.
And so they might lose a sale doing that.
Yep, for sure. Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I mean, I get it too. Like, you know, you see someone that's more interested in something, you're like, okay, they're really interested in this, you know, like, let's do something or work something out and stuff. But yeah, there's a lot of different perspectives that go into that. So everyone has their own little way of doing things and stuff. So
yeah. And I thought it was really cool. Tampa Bay Saltwater's setup this year was really cool.
That's probably, out of all the booths, I'd say that's definitely up in the top five.
Yeah, they had the roof going on. They had the big vat of rocks that you could buy there. What was it, 3 pounds? 25?
3 for $25, yeah. I actually got a few myself, so setting up a new tank would be cool.
Very cool. Yeah, so their booth was great. It looked amazing. For someone who hasn't been to a Reefapalooza show, what's something that you really liked about this year or even a past event?
I mean, one thing I really like about, you know, the aquarium industry in general and just Reefapalooza and other shows, I mean, everyone's always willing to help you, you know. They want to help you. They want to help you learn. A lot of newbies, you know, come to these shows trying to figure out, you know, what it's all about and stuff. So it's always cool. You know, Chad and a bunch of other different, you know, people that run some booths are willing to help people, you know, learn to the best of their abilities about different products and just different ways of keeping tanks and explaining, you know, breaking it down for everyone so it's easy to understand. So yeah, that's what I like about these shows. Everyone's willing to help, you know, for the most part. Everyone wants you to succeed and stuff. So it's always cool, you know, to attend these shows and see some new people coming in and learning. Because I was one of those guys once. So it's definitely cool to see that happen.
Yeah, for sure. And with so many people this year, I'm sure a lot of that was going on, especially just learning about the new products. Geo's Reef has a refugium light that you can easily like lifts up on a hinge, so it keeps it nice and simple over your sump. You have to work on your sump, you can move that right out of the way pretty easily. So that was something neat to see. The Delua booth is always kind of a special booth. It's just this big black box,
inflatable.
Yeah,
yeah, it's pretty cool.
I mean, they stand out.
Yeah,
there's not much space in there.
Yeah, it gets a little claustrophobic in there if there's a few people. It gets a little toasty and. Yeah,
sure. But I guess they do that so they can show off the lights in there.
Yeah, definitely.
And so that's a really cool, unique, I don't know, something different.
Yeah.
Go in there and check out the lights.
Can you talk about maybe what we've picked up so far, maybe a couple of different corals and stuff that we chose today. Fathead dendro, got a cool fathead dendro. We got a couple other like zoanthid frags that were kind of unique and different. Couple other things we got like a new AI blade for Elizabeth's tank. She has a freshwater AI blade right now, so we're gonna switch that out for a coral glow, you know, try to bring those colors out in the corals a little better. I'm looking to get this pretty big mangrove tree from Julian. I'm super excited. I kind of got an area that I've wanted to do something similar, so we're gonna see how that goes and go from there. We got a couple other corals too. The soft coral from West Africa. That's going to be unique. That's going to be something super cool to share. I got a couple Gorgonians off that guy too. So something different, something I've never seen before. That definitely drew my attention. I'm super excited to get that in the tank later today. So
very cool. Yeah. So I haven't picked up much yet. We're still at the show, so I'm going to run back in there and get some corals before the event closes. But something that I've always I'm always meaning to pick this up at the event when I see Julian, but I never pick one up. And that is the Two Little Fishies scraper. So I have it right here. So this right here is going to be amazing for the tank because, yeah, I'll be honest, coralline algae, it builds up. It builds up for everyone's tank, but I tend to let it go a little bit too long.
Yeah.
So this is definitely going to help me scrape all that off, make sure the display is looking its best.
Yeah, I like those a lot. I use the, both sizes at home. There's a bigger one and there's that smaller one. They make it nice and easy, and they're stiff too. You know, they're really nice and sturdy, so you can actually get a lot of the coralline and even other tough algae off, and it makes it a nice clean look off your system. So yeah,
I'm definitely looking forward to using it because the one that I have is, it's got like that flex razor blade, so it doesn't scrape anything really. Yeah. So what else? Oh, I picked up pretty cool mushroom coral from TRSC Aquatics, and we'll share more about that in another episode. But yeah, overall, I think the event went really well. Were you able to check out any of the speakers?
I was not. You know, I got sidetracked looking at a bunch of corals and stuff. I kind of wish I did take some time and actually go sit in on some speakers. There were some great speakers. But yeah, I got sidetracked and did a few other things. Enjoyed some time in the hotel too, like, you know, at the pool and stuff. But you know, I always like to use this weekend, you know, to check out some corals and stuff, but it's also nice, you know, kind of have a little weekend away and kind of relax a little bit. So I took some time to do that as well. Yeah, it was a great show. Definitely next time I'll have to make sure to get into some speakers. But yeah, so overall, really good time.
Awesome. I mean, same here. This is the first time we actually stayed at the event because we're so close. We just come out to the event. But it was nice to relax at the hotel. It's a really nice hotel. Yeah. So if you do have the opportunity to come here next time to the next Reefapalooza, definitely stay at the hotel. It's really nice. Rooms are great.
They do room rates too. Nice room rates. And I mean, the rooms are, like, it's a nice area. It's a nice place to stay. Lots to do. They got restaurants here. They got the pool. They got a bunch of other stuff going on. Water slide too.
Yeah.
And I mean, you're in Orlando too. You're not too far from Disney. There's a bunch of other things to do with the family as well. So I like this area. Really, it's a really good area for Reefapalooza to be.
Yeah, and like we said on the previous podcast episode, is you have the Worldwide Coral Superstore out here. You have Living Reef, Top Shelf. Yeah. You've got a lot of fish stores in this area to check out after the show. So that's really cool as well. But yeah, it was a great event overall. So many people, so many different corals. I'm on the lookout for, I think I might have found that Welso coral in there. I have to go back and see if it's still available.
Yeah.
But I was looking at trying to pick up one of those, maybe a Canthophilia coral. There's a ton of those at the show, I've noticed.
Yeah, there's quite a few.
And the prices fluctuate.
Yep.
Like, you see this massive one at one vendor for like $400, and then like a smaller one for like
$600. Yep.
And so, I guess some of that depends on the vendor, but also the colors. Yep. Too.
Yeah, there's some really nice ones. I mean, they're quite pricey, but I feel like they've kind of come down in price since the last few years. Because I remember even like last year and the year before, like, I was hearing thousands of dollars on some that are like, hey, it's really not that colorful. Like, I mean, realistically, but yeah, there's some decent prices. I mean, people are definitely looking to sell, and I feel like a lot of the vendors seem to do decently this year as far as sales went. So,
yeah, I would say that probably all the vendors did really well this year with how many people. Especially day one. Day one was bonkers.
Insane. It was crazy. And I mean it, like, you could barely walk down the aisles. It's pretty intense.
Yeah, I didn't even get a goodie bag this year.
Yeah, the line, like, I mean, pretty much this hallway almost, like, all the way down and all the way back, and then starting to almost go outside. I mean, it was pretty insane. It was insane, too. It was almost too many people, but it was amazing just to see all those people wanting, you know, to attend a reef show and learn. And
yeah,
it was pretty sweet to see. So
yeah, and they had tons of raffles like normal.
Yeah.
And you didn't pick up anything in a raffle?
I did not. No. Usually I do, but I stayed away from it because I seemed to never want anything. Yeah. So
more like a donation bucket.
Yep.
Yeah. But yeah, a lot of people did win some things, and they had some nice prizes over there.
Always do.
Trying to think what other vendor had a nice setup or a nice booth. Doesn't necessarily have to be coral.
Let's try to pick the five, like a top five booths.
Top five booths, okay.
Looked really well. Definitely got to go with Tampa Bay Saltwater. I think they definitely are in the top five. Just like the structure and like it just, it really fit them, you know, and they did a really good job of making it unique to themselves and sticking out. So that was really cool. I feel like Two Little Fishies too always has a unique kind of different look to the booth and nice and clean look. And
yeah, he always has a nice sleek, clean
always
look.
Has something different too, you know, like with the tangs and stuff in the one tank, just something different. Always has a nice booth. Some of the coral vendors, I think it was Knockout Corals, had a cool
Knockout Coral with the pluck a duck game.
Yeah, they always have a game, you know, to kind of get people in on it, you know, not necessarily gamble, but you know, try to like, you know, win some. I mean, I guess it is kind of gambling almost. But
I mean, a little bit, but you're not losing money. All you're gaining money because
like an extra $5 for a coral. So yeah, that's a pretty good idea, you know, to move some corals for them. I mean, they always have a cool game. So they're always fun to check out. So I think that's definitely in the top five as well.
Yeah.
Trying to think of what else. There's a lot of booths.
You mentioned three.
What about Aquatic Reef Design? The one from Ocala, they had a really nice setup. Corals in the middle, two fish rows on the outside. I think that was a really nice and clean booth.
Yeah. Good. Take a step inside, check out their corals. And they had pretty much everything priced.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything was all labeled and everything. Yeah. So.
Oh, that's something else. So we did pick up like a lawnmower blenny for the tank. And I think my wife picked up a bicolor blenny, if I remember right, for the 10-gallon tank.
Awesome.
So that's going to be really cool.
Sweet.
We got four booths.
One more.
I mean, I did like the main area that featured Neptune Systems. It featured AI
the Aperture.
Out there, the Aperture.
They always have
booth.
A really cool booth. It's interactive too. You can, they have like a little station for each kind of like sister company or whatever, you know, to go check out and learn more. So that's always really unique and cool. You know, just to, if you're looking for specific products and have specific questions, you go to a specific area. They got all the answers for you.
You know what else?
This one might be a cool one. Vivid Creative Aquatics. Antonio always brings his tank that shows off the random
generator. Yes, yes. That tank is super cool. It's super, and it shows, it literally demonstrates what they do. Like it shows the flow, has a little, you know, spinny things on the middle panel there just to show how different the flow is. You know, get some flow down here, all of a sudden you're getting them to spin faster up here. I mean, it's crazy that specific product and what it does. I mean, that was a really cool booth as well.
Yeah, his setup's always nice. And then, I stopped in at Geo's Reef. He always has a nice big setup with the sumps and the calcium reactor.
Definitely.
Who else? I mean, we're going more than five, but I think
there's so many nice booths. Yeah. There really is.
Dr. Tim's Aquatics setup.
They always have a good booth,
Because he kind of had everything sectioned off. So he had like the saltwater side of it, the freshwater side of it, and then like the elements and test pits in the middle and stuff. So
Reef Nutrition always does good. They always have a really cool booth, you know, very interactive. They have everything labeled out for you to show you.
Yeah.
And obviously Chad and Hillary are great people to talk to and learn stuff from. Let's see what other booths. There's just so many good booths.
So I don't know. Can we narrow it down to five? I mean,
probably not. I don't know.
I think Tampa Bay Saltwater takes number one for me.
I'll give it to him.
My favorite one.
Solid booth. It's crazy.
A lot of attention to detail and just unique.
It was unique to them. It showed their true like personalities and stuff. It really brought their company out.
Yeah. So we'll go Tampa Bay Saltwater.
Tampa Bay Saltwater.
Knockout Corals, number two.
Yeah, let's do Knockout Corals.
The
interactive good coral
and the
vendor.
Fun.
Very interactive and fun. This is hard. Very hard.
And then, I guess number three,
Aquatic Reef Design?
I
think that was a really solid booth.
Yeah, with the fish and the corals, So that's number three.
We do the Dollar booth. Like, that was just something different, you know? I don't know. It's more simple, though.
It is unique that it's like this big black cube in the middle of the event. There's just not a lot of space in there.
Yeah,
but it is still unique. Put Julian at four.
Yeah, Julian's booth. He always has an amazing booth. He takes the corner and kind of makes it. It's all really, it's simple, but it looks really good. You have like the nice high definition pictures and all his products kind of labeled out nice and neat. It's a really cool booth. It's always good, you know, it's always good to just talk to Julian, learn lots of knowledge and interact with him.
How do you feel about BCA coming in at 5?
Yeah, I'll give it to him.
Yeah,
nice solid booth and good to talk to, and it's very interactive. You get to see what the product does. I mean, I think that's really big right there, just seeing the product in action at the show, and they have the products for sale right there. I mean, and they have everything for different size tanks, little nano tanks. Like, I have one on my little tiny Fluva Flex. I mean, very good booth, very good product. Yeah, I definitely would throw them on at 5. So.
Awesome, cool. So that's our top five booths of Reefapalooza this year. Let us know if you agree with that, if you went to the show. Let us know if you agree with that in the comments below. But yeah, Reefapalooza 2024 is about to be wrapped up here as of shooting this, and had a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely one of the best shows so far. I've been to quite a few, but this is definitely one of the top ones. So
absolutely
looking forward to next year.
Yep. So if you want to check out more videos, go ahead, like and subscribe down below. Make sure you follow us for the newest videos coming out all the time. And we'll see you again next time.
See ya.
See ya.